Hey, Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna
Welcome
go
back.
To jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast, this Monday, April 17th, 2023. A lot of things going on this time of year. You know, I think about the sinking of the Titanic. Was that a way, you know, is that kind of like a Flight 007 type of a thing? A way to get rid of a particular person? You know, persons that may have been antithetical to the money powers that were sort of coalescing at the time. And then, of course, you know, as I mentioned in the first hour, our own revolutionary roots, you know, tomorrow being the anniversary, the 248th anniversary of Paul Revere and William Dawes ride from Charleston to Lexington. Warning, the regulars are coming. And so, you know, it's an interesting time. And the shot heard around the world, a lot gets written this time of year. A lot of frustration, I think, starts to bubble over. And there's certainly a lot of that going on. We have no shortage of frustration, anxiety, animosity. I think a lot of it is misdirected, which gets back to Matthias de Smet's point about mass formation and how he calls, you know, he refers to the channeling of that free-floating anxiety. It's like a laser beam, and I think that's what Melissa Dykes was speaking to in that video they did a while back. I forget what it was titled. Something about sharks. Sharks with lasers or something. I don't know. Maybe I could find it if I thought about doing it ahead of time for a moment. Anyway, what is the point of all of this? The point is, you know, in the first hour, I talked about the forces at work that I don't think people realize. You know, it's much deeper. Sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads. That was the title of it. I'm sure that was it. The TrueStream Media video. Published back in August of last year, 2022. And the subject of, you know, what Matthias de Smet describes as free-floating anxiety is the laser beam, essentially, that can be tuned and channeled in cybernetic fashion to annihilate certain things or groups. You know, it's like that laser beam from space that you see depicted in certain sci-fi and fantasy movies. But it's a real thing. I mean, we see it. And again, that is not a new thing. That's something that is, I mean, it's a concept that's about 300 years old, 250, 300 years old. This area in the Middle East that had to be broken up was used as sort of an incubator conceptually. And now that concept has been applied far and wide. And, you know, again, Webb Tarpley told us about Frank Kitson and low intensity operations and the counter gang strategy and all that kind of stuff, which correlates to balkanization and the beggar thy neighbor approach and reverse beggar thy neighbor, awarding benefits or, you know, awarding benefits to the minority at the expense of the majority, or vilifying the majority for the sins of the minority, respectively, and using that as a means of sort of cowing society. Anyway, we got a lot of free-floating anxiety these days. The forces that are leading this, it's a very, I think, coordinated effort, goes beyond cybernetics. I think it pierces the veil of what I can see. I as in EYE, not me, but, you know, all of us, what the eye can see. And it's a very coordinated and concentrated, virulent strain of evil, I would say, that has people believing things that are false. And so, you know, these are perilous times. Naomi Wolf, we heard there, you know, at her Hillsdale College talk, the CCA4 lecture that she gave, saying, you know, I think about 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's God speaking. And it's a four-part conditional statement. If my people who are called by my name, that's an interesting concept. You know, this is Old Testament. We have New Testament parallel. Without getting into all of that, you know, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. There's a lot of praying going on these days. But what about those other three? Humble themselves, seek my face. That's the one when I've talked about this recently that I think is most absent. Because, you know, as Neil Postman told us, we have this new religion of technology and scientism that tells us, you know, as Neil Postman said, technology is the salvation of mankind. That's the message that we hear, and people are confused about that, where they stand. Well, but if I lean all the way in this direction, complete orthodoxy, then does that mean I don't get to keep my cell phone or my TikTok account? Or there are a lot of really crazy things happening these days. One of the craziest stories, how about this one? Intercept article, Georgia National Guard will use phone location tracking to recruit high school children. Sam Biddle's article over at The Intercept, published yesterday. Federal contract materials outline plans to geofence 67 different public high schools throughout the state of Georgia and to target phones with recruitment ads. But it goes beyond targeting phones with recruitment ads. Read the article. The Department of Defense expects interested vendors to deliver a minimum of 3.5 million ad views and 250,000 clicks, according to the contract paperwork. Why Georgia? Why not San Francisco or New York City or I mean, this is the kind of crazy stuff that is happening. So the point, again, just to finish the thought from the first hour, is this is going one direction. Could it change quickly? Sure. Jonah's gospel seems to indicate to me that it could turn in a moment. You know, you look at Jonah's travel through Nineveh. The Bible says that he made it. Nineveh was a 3-day journey, and Jonah apparently made it one day. Maybe he set out a day's journey. Did he make it one day through town? It seems pretty obvious he didn't make it all the way through town. Didn't make it all 3 days. Word gets back to the king from, you know, the entire city repents. And this is a monumental illustration, since it's Nineveh, which I think correlates to modern day America and America's secret destiny, which we see shaping up because we can't hold on to, you know, that duality of history. We're not familiar with enough with the authentic to recognize the counterfeit in our midst, and therefore we are plagued by it. So maybe we should shut all the stuff off and dive into God's word, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Let's start there. I sort of focused on Mormonism last week, but really as a, you know, in the broader context of what is a cult and what is counterfeit. So what happens if we set all of those other things aside? We set all of those other authors aside. What happens, you know, as you look around, what is going on? Even in the churches, there's more of the self-help literature, so-called, which I think is, again, Genesis 3, deception. Ye shall be as gods. Look how fantastic you are. You did this thing. There are more study Bibles and life application tools and things like that, which is a drift away from what, you know, is the author of the original not powerful enough to get a word to his people? Does he really need all of that help? What does it say about us if we think that, you know, he can't do it without all of this help and intervention by man? The Bible is an amazing book. Just the Bible speaks to every person, every person in every stage of life, in every age, speaks to every person. That's what the living word is. Not that it changes and morphs, but that it speaks to every person in every condition of life throughout every age. It's amazing. How can you do that with one small book compared to all the volumes we would have to write to try to duplicate that effort? It's miraculous. And yet we seek all these other things. We have an addiction culture that is constantly seeking to fill that space that only God can fill with anything, everything. Anyway, that sounds a little Sunday morning, but I just don't think that we realize the extent to which we are overrun and the forces at work in this. They're old forces, scientifically refined, technologically and militarily precise at this point, and nothing short of, you know, Naomi Wolf's point about 2 Chronicles 7:14 will abate the encroachment. And it's from within as much as from without. We think, you know, we keep hearing about China this, CCP that. China has the same problems we have. You know, China, we have debt, which is obviously spiraling out of control. China's among the countries, the BRICS in particular, are de-dollarizing, as it's been said. But China has debt too. We have debt. China has debt. To whom? We have an obesity problem that's skyrocketing out of control, spiraling out of control. Apparently China does too. They are hearing the same kind of technological arms race fear-mongering that we're hearing. And, you know, meanwhile, the technocratic elite in the West is partnered, as has been the case for a long time. Same deal that we saw with, you know, the Cold War. Guys like Vivek Ramaswamy have made that case very clear. Same financial and big tech forces, and big pharma forces for that matter, all in bed together. So, what about that? To the phones we go. Patrick in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah. Good morning, Patrick.
I'm a big fan of your research, and some of it good, some of it bad, because everybody's got some good, some bad. They got not every researcher is dead on. You know, there's like an elephant. You know, you're feeling an elephant. You're precise in your calculations. Oh, it's a big truck. No, it's a little tail. No, it's a big. I got about a foot. And nobody's really got the whole picture. David Duke was saying, you guys are Illuminati. Oh, you're crazy. You know, and then he said, you guys were Christians. And you're crazy. You know, I confront him both those issues. And he can't really defend it. He just starts filibustering. But you kind of got me a little upset this morning. You said, it's like, going to school.
I seem to be doing that lately. I seem to be upsetting lots of folks.
Well, let me explain what it was. You said something about, in regard to the Rockefeller education system, you said it's like the Hitler youth camps. Because it brings to mind just a story I read about Bolshevik Russian army led by Ilya Kurenberg saying kill, 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 rape, rape, rape. They took 500 young girls from the Hitler youth group, who were nothing more than just assistants at best, and they took them into a gym, 500 of them, and brutally just impersonated them as they cut off their breast. And then it just went downhill from there. None of them walked out of there. And it's a very sensitive area with me they were just trying to build our country. They had no plans whatsoever of taking over the world. The reason was because Germany was the industrial leader of the world in the First World War. The Second World War, they wanted to finish them off, but they could not have these new revitalized Germans out there, taking cruise lines when they're working the hell out of all the poor Englishmen when they're slave labor, because that's what they've done to everybody. There's a new way of slave labor, the road to serfdom. They've done it through misidentifying us through these different legal systems, and most people have no idea, but they've done it. It's a capital crime what they've done to us, with misidentifying us and identity fraud and everything. And they walk away. And you get people like David Duke saying, oh, the Illuminati, you guys are crazy. You're so small-minded, David Duke. Are you crazy? Don't you understand that the birth certificate fraud is going on, how we're being misidentified, how the legal system, there's like, we're only 5% of the world population. We're 25% incarcerated. It's the same thing as that in Bolshevik Russia. They use the legal system to launder all this. They're killing. And, and then you pay for it through your bonds. They have the bid bond, performance bond, and payment bond. It comes right out of your bond that they built for you under FDR to pay for your incarceration. And the CPS, they get $6,000 a day for that child for caring for it. $6,000 a day. It comes out of their bond, of course, and they're all tapping that. And so where's David Duke and all this? He's playing the Ron Paul. Oh, it's the Federal Reserve. Yeah, it's the Federal Reserve and about 100 different other things. I'm with you on I'm following you with the secret societies. They are the undercurrent of all of this stuff. They cannot operate without that secret society going on, pulling all the strings. But I would just say, lighten up on the Hitler youth group, man. They were fighting for they were trying to kill a comma. They were not trying to take over the world. Back over to you.
Well, maybe we'll dig into that a little bit when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Home homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
To it fast enough. That's my fault. Not quick enough on my feet, but you get the point. So Hitler and friends did not want to rule the world. That's your contention, Patrick? Did we lose Patrick?
You know, you have evidence otherwise?
Okay. What, pardon?
You have evidence otherwise?
Well, invading neighbors makes a strong case.
Who's that that makes a strong case?
I said invading your neighbors.
Oh,
And then occupying those places that you invaded. I'm answering your question. Invading your neighbors and then occupying those places as an occupational force as you continue to, you know, as that effort metastasizes, that makes a strong case. But this is bigger. I'm going to get to a point here in a second, probably in the next segment. I don't think I'll be able to get to it in this one. But, you know, my mind always goes back to Ivy Lee talking about, you know, being sent to interview Hitler and friends by the Standard Oil contingent, the Standard Oil IG Farben contingent.
John D. Rockefeller is a Jewish Rothschild agent. I.B. Farben was a chemical company, but they've been corrupted.
Lee testified before Congress that he was sent to interview Hitler and friends. You know, G. Edward Griffin, for example, has talked about this on occasion. In congressional testimony, we have Ivy Lee saying that he was sent by the Rockefeller contingent in particular, but on behalf of Standard Oil and IG Farben as sort of the same conglomerate. We know about the agreement that Standard Oil and IG Farben, that, you know, Standard Oil would be the oily side of things, IG Farben would be the pharma side of things, but Ivy Lee testified before Congress that he was sent to interview Hitler.
I disagree. Standard Oil is Rockefeller, which became Exxon. Now, Standard Oil, Rockefeller got behind the education system.
Sure,
You want to talk about the Hitler Youth, then you want to address Rockefeller.
If you're talking about Hitler Youth, I mean, if you're talking about the White Rose Society, maybe we could make a case for what you're saying, but
the Hitler Youth indoctrination specifically.
I mean, if you read anybody, you know, Christopher Browning.
That could have been communist.
Mayor,
White Rose, yeah, I know there's a lot of people that have the White Rose channel. You know,
the original society.
I know there was a society called White Rose Society that fought against the Germans. And now, there's communists all in Germany. There was 200 Masonic lodges in there. They had Rosa Luxemburg, who took over Berlin for a week, and they killed people. They invaded all of Europe, was invaded by these communists out of the synagogues. You have to really identify exactly who these people are.
We could maybe say that someone like General Patton would sympathize with what you're saying. You know, obviously it seemed that he was headed north, saying, you know, the fascists aren't as much of a problem as the communists, but I think that fascism and communism are probably not great. Why does it have to be one or the other? That's a false dichotomy, in my opinion.
Fascism is for your nation. There's nothing wrong with coming together to work as one. That's what fascista means. It comes from the Roman word. And it's like Sir Oswald Mosley in England. Well, he formed the fascist company, and he was the most eloquent speaker there.
Sure.
De Grali, you know, in Spain, you know, and you take Mussolini, you say he's a bad guy, but he cleaned out all of the Italian mafia out of Sicily. And he cleaned out all the Masonic lodges, and the people loved him for it because they got rid of those gangsters. You know,
I know. Henry Luce loved him over at Time Magazine, too.
Well, I don't know who that guy is. I'm just saying the people of Italy like
Skull and Bonesman Henry Luce. Anyway, we're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, April 17th, 2023. I got to be honest, you know, the details are, you know, have been used in customary fashion, I suppose, to manipulate people going forward. Anyway, we got lots of things going on at the same time here. But the point that I'm trying to make is to deny history is, I mean, this is, you know, do I have any evidence? Like I said, invading and occupying your neighbors is pretty good evidence. What does the term Third Reich mean? Isn't the Third Reich the successor of the Holy Roman Empire? Isn't, I mean, what are the terms Übermensch and Untermensch? What do those terms mean? What is the final solution? There is all kinds of evidence. I mean, there's nothing but evidence, I think. Where is the evidence to the contrary is my question. However, the point that I was trying to make mentioning Ivy Lee is that, you know, same kind of thing that I was talking about before in the first hour. These folks were pawns in a game as well. So, I mean, what about those simple points that I just made? Invading and occupying your neighbors, the Third Reich, what does it mean? Übermensch, Untermensch, the final solution. What about all of that? Let me give you one excerpt from William Shearer's The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, A History of Nazi Germany. I've mentioned this excerpt recently, actually. I don't know, not that far back. From page 100, this is particularly why I think of Wagner and war. And so, you know, the Nietzschean bent, the occult stuff, you know, all of that. Anyway, eugenics, you know, Operation Paperclip, why all of that? And war, here Nietzsche took the view of most of the other 19th century German thinkers. In the thundering Old Testament language in which "Thus Spake Zarathustra" is written, the philosopher cries out, "You shall love peace as a means to new war." And this, again, hints at what Hayek is talking about in The Road to Serfdom. This, you know, he said that the German intellectual current had cut its teeth on something in particular for 70 or 80 years, and here it is. Old Testament, like the philosopher cries out, "You shall love peace as a means of to new war." And the short piece, "More than the long. You I advise not to work but to fight." And this you can hear as a sort of resounding echo in today's America, I would say. "You I advise not to peace but to victory. Ye say it is the good cause which halloweth even war. I say unto you, it is the good war which halloweth every cause. War and courage have done more great things than charity." Finally, there was Nietzsche's prophecy of the coming elite who would rule the world and from whom the Superman would spring. In The Will to Power, he exclaims, quote, "A daring and ruler race is building itself up. The aim should be to prepare a transvaluation of values for a particularly strong kind of man, most highly gifted in intellect and will. This man and the elite around him will become the lords of the earth," quote unquote. Such rantings from one of Germany's most original minds must have struck a responsive chord in Hitler's littered mind. At any rate, he appropriated them for his own, not only the thoughts, but the philosopher's penchant for grotesque exaggeration and often his very words. Quote, "Lords of the earth," end quote, is a familiar expression in Mein Kampf, that in the end, Hitler considered himself a superman of Nietzsche's prophecy cannot be doubted. That's, again, William Shearer's The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, A History of Nazi Germany, pages 100 and 101. So I don't even really know where to begin. I'm flabbergasted at the insinuation that reality is not reality. But, you know, that's the times we live in. And so I guess I'm offending a lot of people lately. Do we still have Patrick? Did we lose Patrick? All right. I presume we're moving on. I don't hear anything. So back to the phones we go. Mike in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Mike in Kentucky, thanks for calling. Welcome.
There we go.
Good morning.
Only heard the little beep. If you don't mind, I'd like to backtrack. I know I mentioned last week my documentary, and when I posted that on YouTube, you could only post, or I could only post on my account, about 10, 11-minute segments, so it's in three segments. And it gets into the sequence of events problems that short-circuits things without having to go through a lot of other stuff, which is kind of ridiculous, but the idea that no one can see God and live unless they have the Melchizedek priesthood. Have you looked at that at all when it comes to the Mormon issue? Well, you know, the story of the first vision claims that, you know, two identical figures, one pointed to the other, so this is my beloved son, hear him. And then the church's gimmick is the restoration of the Melchizedek priesthood. Well, if you look at Melchizedek, he didn't have a father and a mother. His priesthood did not come through his genealogies. And the priesthood that descended on Yeshua, you know, the dove, didn't really come through his genealogies. One genealogy says he's eligible to be a high priest. The other one says he's eligible to be a king. But neither of those deals with the Melchizedek priesthood. You know, he's supposed to be a priest after the order of Melchizedek. And so the Mormon church latched onto that and made it their gimmick. If you want this high priesthood, you've got to go through all our hoops, you know. But in their own teachings, they claim you cannot see even the face of God and live. But yet the Melchizedek priesthood was not supposedly restored until much later, after this alleged first vision. So one of the biggest problems with their gimmick is a sequence of events. The 14-year-old Joseph Smith seeing this apparition in the woods after being led along, strung along by this angel of light called Moroni. The one thing I do think is fairly interesting about that is that this vision told him not to join any of the churches because they, you know, in their mouth they say one thing, but in their heart they're far from me, you know. I think we deal with that today. A lot of these churches sound good. They preach a good preach.
Kind of my point. Yeah. Harping on 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Right. And of course, they've all made their deal with the devil, so to speak. They've got their foundations and their 501c3 status and their privileged status.
Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
Well, and they get the rug jerked out from underneath of them at any moment, you know, by goofing up somehow or following the wrong advice. Do you remember the Indianapolis Baptist Temple where they tried to get out from underneath of that?
Not specifically.
They tried to dissolve their foundation or their 501c3, and they put the parish and the church and the name of the pastor and that kind of stuff. And all of their workers, they said, "Look, we're no longer going to withhold the withholding tax and the Social Security tax. You're a contractor. It's up to you to deal with the IRS and figure out how you're going to file your taxes if you're going to." And so they said they were no longer going to be a unpaid tax collector for the government. The argument was the 13th Amendment. It's a violation to make you an unpaid tax collector for the government. And so, the government let it string along until I think it was Bill Clinton that finally. Or maybe it was Bill Clinton that didn't do anything about it. And when W came into office, he didn't stop the raid. And they were carried out of their church. The fines and fees had added up to equal the market value of that property, which was in an industrial area near the railroad tracks. And so they had been waiting for some time to seize that property. It's an interesting story about a church trying to stand up to Caesar and say, "We're not your unpaid tax collector." It kind of makes it hard to find a church that's not beholden to the powers that be, you might say. And just like in China, they're all licensed. Did I hear a weird Skype sound? Are you still there? think I heard a technical glitch there. Hey, Road Warrior. Chris, over. Uh-oh. I heard that typical beep, beep sound of the Skype going down. In any event, if anybody wants to find my YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/TV10Morehead, and the number 10 is not spelled out. It's TV10MOREHAD. And, yes, I'm here in the targeted town of Kim Davis. So are you back? I just heard another electronic burp. hopefully Chris will be back soon. I'm not even sure if I'm still on the air. But Mike in Kentucky, if you find me on Facebook and you have any questions about that, I tried to make my 30-minute documentary as simple as possible so that when you're confronted by family or coworkers and stuff, you can easily answer the problems with their sequence of events and their basic doctrine. Julie, am I on? Chris, hopefully we'll be back momentarily there. Sound like a Skype issue, but if anybody wants to find that documentary, it's just simply called Mormon Documentary. And I started playing with YouTube about 2008 or so and noticed there was a bunch of problems with it. So I didn't do a lot with it. And one of the main problems was you could only upload, unless maybe you paid, I think you could only upload 10-minute segments. So if you go down through my numerous videos there, and because of our phone issues, I had recently somebody say, well, this is the most schizophrenic YouTube channel I've ever seen. Well, I don't think they've looked very far because there's a lot of YouTube channels that jump to different topics. And I do have things organized into playlists, but not surprisingly, a lot of the topics of the playlists, the videos have been deleted and or censored or the accounts have been taken down. So I think I hear some music. Nope. Okay, never mind. That's my computer. Darn it. Okay, I think I muted it. We're coming up, I think, on a break here in a couple of minutes. Hopefully we can get
we have
Chris
other calls,
back.
So.
Great. All right, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Mike.
All right.
Much appreciated.
Bye-bye.
We're having Monday issues, apparently. Anyway, back to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
I just want to see if you can hear me. I heard everything he said. I wanted to disagree with you, but then I ended up agreeing with you because you started saying it happened in the Hitler youth camps or something. Nothing happens except at home. It starts at home. You can't start too young. You cannot, unless I had particularly intelligent children, because my husband was, they were pretending, they were reading in books before they could read. And he would read to them. Then he would make up stories where they had these little players. You have a book and it reads it to you and it tells you, it says beep when to turn the page. You'd think he could read perfectly at three. Well, my five he could, but and they taught phonics back then. So I think everything starts at home. I don't think I have to worry about a Hitler youth camp here. I think what we have to worry about the most is we have to worry about the railroads. Are you there? Hello? Is anybody there?
To the tone.
Huh? What? The reason I think we have to worry about the railroads is because if it wasn't for the railroads, I don't think they could have gone off to the death camps. And I think we're having trouble with railroads right now. And I hate to say it, but I think that's good. If they can't, everybody's seen, well, let's see it. A lot of people have seen these railroad cars with the things up there for people's arms to be held in, okay? And so, you know, they got a lot of plans for us. But we don't have to go along with it because we just got to make sure that we pay attention to our kids and don't let them go to public school. And the scripture for that is, and a word, be thou an example to believers in the word and the conversation and charity and spirit and faith and in purity. Well, I put my kids in public school because the Lord said he didn't send them into the world to take them out of the world, but the world through them would be saved. So it wasn't fun to put them in public school. But then Christian
well, it's
school
worse attracts, now, that's for sure.
Well, Christian school attracts.
I know it is now,
but I'm saying Christian school attracts the worst because their parents found out they weren't doing too good in public school. They put them in Christian school; they didn't do any better.
Well, I think as much as that, there's a sort of anesthetizing of the conscience. You know, this will be a safe place where we don't have to worry. And that I think that's naive. You know, I want to get back to, you know, you seem to be saying things that are similar to the sentiment that Patrick was expressing. I'm not trying to put words in anyone's mouth, but I will say
let me just
say this, and I think it'll explain itself. I wasn't, you know, I don't remember exactly what I said when I said Hitler Youth. I know that I referred to what happened in Chicago and, you know, talking about what's going on with the kids and the lack of parenting. However, it's difficult to parent, especially in places like Chicago, because, you know, the mindset that is, if your kids, generally speaking, you know, if children don't agree with how parents are raising them, well, I'll just call CPS and that'll get, you know, I'll tattletale on mom and dad. And
I had that happen.
We can say what we want, but you know, the thing that I was thinking of is in particular, you know, from Ralph Epperson's The Unseen Hand, chapter 36. Epperson writes, education is an important tool for training children in the knowledge of the past. The Bible in Proverbs 22:6 tells why this is so. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The Communist Party has also decided, you know, so I was thinking over the weekend, brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, you know, an irate, tireless minority. Brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. There are all kinds of brush fires. Brush fires come in many varieties. Anyway, Communist Party has also decided that education is important to furthering of their philosophy. Education became one of their concerns in the United States when they adopted the following as a party slogan in 1919, quote, give us one generation of small children to train to manhood and womanhood, and we will set up the Bolshevist form of the Soviet government. By the way, again, Soviet translated to English means council or committee. So whatever. But Epperson continues, even Hitler of the National Socialist Party in Germany sensed the importance of education. In a speech delivered in 1939, he proclaimed, when an opponent declares, I will not come over to your side, I calmly say, your child belongs to us already. What are you? You will pass on. Your descendants, however, now stand in the new camp. In a short time, they will know nothing else but this new community. Earlier in 1937, he told the German people, this new Reich will give its youth to no one, but will itself take youth and give to youth its own education and its own upbringing. That was the point. And I think that, you know, it's difficult to make a case that is not happening in America and hasn't, you know, been happening for quite some time. It's been happening and sort of funneling down in the, you know, Dutchkeite long march to the institutions for generations now. So that was the point. Not to single out a particular group, to say this is what is at work in America, obviously as illustrated in Chicago, I think.
I think that the Bible, which you were right, that, I mean, anyway, it's cold here. I'm trying to get warm after Easter, okay?
All right.
But anyway,
I hope you get warm, Pat.
I am warm. I got my electric blanket on real hot. But I think that the thing is that Hitler, everybody knows about Hitler. Come on, you can't keep that much truth hidden.
Apparently not.
No. And I'll tell you something else about David, whatever his name is. If you look him up, he has been, he's got a lot of felonies, and they're all where he's trying to steal money. I'm sorry.
Well, that's not necessarily germane to the point here. I think history is a fable agreed upon or used surreptitiously. You know, history is told by the victors, and I think that's what's going on here. We've seen, I mean, I've mentioned the video about Martin Luther King Jr., for example, who is a figure that is used to tell whatever narrative is, you know, he's a figure that is used to support whatever the current narrative is. And it's interesting how his biographical sketch is sort of altered continuously to serve specific narratives.
Well, I don't, his own family doesn't believe James Earl Ray killed him, so now what?
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
They do not.
And I think that the reality is he's a complex figure like so many of us, and in my humble view, that last year of his life tells most, if not all, of the whole story. So,
well,
anyway, we're out of time.
You mentioned Jordan Peterson. He's saved now. He's a believer.
Okay. We'll see.
Okay.
We're out of time, though. We're out of time. Thank you, Pat. Much appreciated. Folks, I hope it was informative and perhaps even edifying, despite the fact that I seem to be upsetting more people these days. That'll do it for today's broadcast. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.